I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll. Hi, Kathy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
One of the nice event traditions this time of year starts this Friday. It's the Yule for Fuel concerts. It's good music, a lot of fun, all for a great cause.
It is. It's kind of a neighbor helping neighbor event that they work with the Lower Cape Outreach Council's fuel assistance program and local oil companies kind of pitch in to try to raise money for people who can't really pay their fuel bills on the Outer Cape in the winter. It does start Friday night, but it is four nights, four weekends, Friday and then three Saturdays after that. They're billed as evenings of music, merriment, and mirth. And so it's kind of a talent show every week. They've got different performers coming, and it's a mix of music and comedy and storytelling and skits. Friday night, it's called Broadway to Bulgaria, and it includes the Beat Greens, the Sleigh Bell Dancers, the Ukuleles, and then various solo singers and duets, as well as Elena Mancheva and John Thomas, which is the Bulgarian part. And then December 7th is the Grand Ole Yule for Fuel show. December 14th, they team up with Chandler Travis's Cape Cod Christmas Cavalcade to also help the homeless. Then on December 21st, it's the grand finale to a grand year.
Also this Friday, Kathy, Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich opens its holiday season.
They call it Gardens Aglow, and they have part of their acreage lit up with all kinds of beautiful displays. That continues Fridays through Sundays through December 22nd, and they have different activities scheduled over the various weekends, music and dance. Santa Claus is there welcoming visitors in a Model T Ford. There's a gingerbread house display. You can ride on the carousel, and the Hidden Hollow is open for kids to run around there by moonlight. So it sounds like a good family activity for the holidays.
Kathy, a couple of award-winning singers are in our area for concerts this weekend. Tell us who they are.
It starts Friday night at Couturet Center for the Arts, and it is Celtic singer-songwriter Moya Brennan. She has a show called Irish Christmas. She's a Grammy Award winner, and she's performed all over the country and all over the world, actually, since growing up in Dublin. And she's recorded seven solo albums. One of them was Irish Christmas that was released in 2007, but she's re-releasing it with new songs, including one that was written by a Cape Codder. And he's the connection to the Cape with the ALS Foundation here. That's what this concert is a benefit for. So it's for a good cause and a little Irish music for Christmas. Then this weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, up at Wellfleet Congregational Church, Pyramid Performing Arts Center is presenting a concert by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame star Darlene Love. She, in the 60s, was lead singer on a string of Phil Spector hits, including He's a Rebel, The Boy I'm Gonna Marry, and Wait Till My Bobby Goes Home. But she was also a backup singer on a lot of songs and was featured in the movie 20 Feet from Stardom, which was about backup singers. She also did some Broadway, and now she is bringing her music here.
Kathy, looking ahead, next week, an opportunity to see a one-man version of A Christmas Carol. Now, how is that going to work? The actor plays Scrooge and Tiny Tim?
And all the other characters. Yes, this is Neil McGarry, who actually grew up here and went to Barnstable High School. And that's the first place that he played Scrooge when he was a student there. Afterwards, he did a one-man show for a brief time and then went on to do various Shakespeare and other productions. He's a professional actor. He founded the Bay Colony Shakespeare Company in Marshfield, where he lives now this year, and this is their Christmas production. He's touring around as all the characters, and I actually asked him for the theater column that's running in Cape Week how many characters he plays, and he said he doesn't know because he's almost afraid to count. So we'll find out Monday and Tuesday night at Cape Cod Community College. Then he's coming back December 20th to the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.